The fourth pillar, whereby we should determine if something is true, is this. How does it line up with God's ultimate purpose for man? First, let me assure you that God's purpose is not to provide fire insurance for every man so that he can stay out of hell and go to heaven. His plan far transcends such carnal ends. We have not been saved simply so that we will go to heaven when we die. That was not God's stated intention for us. Yes, he does have a plan, and we're asking if that plan has ever an end to grace. 1 Timothy 2, 3-6 tell us, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified or made evident in due time. Further, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." 1 Timothy 4:9 and 10. And the scripture said this is worth accepting, that you ought to accept it. God here sets forth his plan for mankind, his ultimate purpose for which he made man. In this declaration, he reveals that his will is for all men to be saved. He points to the provision of Christ that was given for all in order to bring this about.